the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?' And then will I declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. The devil likes to masquerade as an angel of light, and his false prophets like to do the same as well. The devil and his false prophets, that is to say, his false teachers, typically do not go around attacking the Christian church in red outfits with horns and a devil's pitchfork, but rather, the devil's false prophets, they come to churches uninvited in the form of gentle and harmless sheep. For all practical purposes, these dangerous false teachers appear to be Christian. On the outside, it indeed appears that they are Christians. They appear to teach God's word with great certainty. They even sound very convincing and very spiritual. To make matters worse, we humans have a strange appetite to automatically trust the lies and the deceptions and the untrue teachings of the false teachers. Like a fly hypnotized and drawn into one of those blue zapping lights, we are drawn closer and closer to false teaching, not realizing that we will ultimately be zapped, that we will be zapped, and it will indeed kill us, kill our souls. Yes, instead of embracing the truth, our ears begin to itch, and then we accumulate for ourselves these false teachers to tell us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. And in the end, we are zapped and left dead in the devil's heretical lies. Now, this is nothing new, though. During the Old Testament times, as we heard in our reading from the prophet Jeremiah, God's people were in Judah, and instead of listening to the prophet of Jeremiah, they indeed listened to the false prophets. These false prophets, they spoke visions of their own mind, and they did not speak the word of the Lord. This did not matter, though, because the people in Judah, for they continually despised God's word as an inconvenient truth, and they then embraced the vain and hopeless teachings of these false prophets. They embraced the false prophets and the false prophets' damning teaching unto their own destruction because the message of these false prophets tickled their ears. The same thing happens today. It continues in churches across America. You see, both Jesus and the apostles mentioned these false prophets, these servants of evil. We heard it in our gospel reading and also from our second reading from the book of Acts. They spoke of them as something that we need to be aware of in the Christian church today. In other words, we need to acknowledge that the average churchgoer in Christ's church in America can easily sop up the false teachings of the devil's servants and not even know it. Going the way of gullibility, sheep in Christ's church will follow false teachers. If the rhetoric makes them feel special, if the rhetoric makes them feel good and warm and fuzzy inside, Furthermore, if there are a lot of people that are following the false teacher, well, these gullible sheep believe that it must be true. It must be true to have such a following. And then they buy into the false prophet's message, hook, line, and sinker. This is why Jesus calls us in today's gospel reading to beware of false prophets, or we could say false teachers. We are to take heed. We are to take alarm. We are to be aware of what is going on, that these servants of the devil are sometimes hard to pick out since they come in sheep's clothing. Now, dear friends, make no mistake. These false teachers, they come into the church in a way that can hardly be recognized. Masked in pious talk, veiled with religious-looking clothing, and also covered with religious gestures, they are really wolves that come to devour the sheep, but their true identity is concealed to the visible eye. Now, even though they look like harmless sheep on the outside, often speaking these pious sentiments and gushy religious words, they do nothing but devastate Christ's sheep, without pity, I might add. They are poisonous to the church, for their false doctrine actually slaughters the faith of Christ's sheep. Their false doctrine and ideas about God and life, they kill the faith of the faithful Christians. They murder souls with their false teaching, just like a wolf who has sunk its teeth into the neck of a defenseless sheep. Now, considering all this, if we cannot identify these false prophets of the devil by their outside appearance, you may be asking yourself, is there any hope for this church, for sheep, to recognize these ravenous wolves? Now, make no mistake about it, this is a very important question to ask, for these false prophets are everywhere God's people are. You see, when God's people gather around his word and sacraments with a faithful pastor, the devil just has this way of sending at least two false prophets to that very same vicinity to spew forth his lies. Now, with that said, though, Jesus does state in our gospel reading that we can know and identify these false prophets. He actually states that we will know these false prophets by their fruits. In other words, even though a false prophet looks like a gentle and kind and harmless sheep on the outside, and even though they may claim to know the gospel, when it all comes down to it, they cannot conceal their real identity. For it will be evident in their fruit. It will be evident in their fruit. It will be evident in what they teach and what they preach and what they do not preach and what they do not teach. The fruit of a false teacher is in their sermons and their Bible studies and their lectures. Now, you may be surprised to know that you have most likely, my friends, you have most likely heard the bad fruit of these false prophets while either flipping through the channels on TV or surfing on the internet or in a devotional booklet or possibly in person while attending one of their churches. What does it sound like? Well, generally speaking, the preaching and teaching of these false prophets, their bad fruit has three characteristics. First, they actually diminish mankind's sin. You are not a poor, miserable sinner, for God just loves you just the way that you are. God would never send anyone to hell. You are fine choosing your own religious path, whatever you want, for all roads lead to the same God. Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. You have greatness within. And this kind of preaching, as you can hear, mankind's sin is either diminished or denied, or sin is not talked about at all. Now, secondly, this kind of toxic preaching lifts up what the preacher does and what you should do as well. It goes like this: if only you would do a little bit more for Jesus, he would bless you like he blesses me, for I do all things well. Or at least better than other folks. If you, only you, would have more faith and give a little bit more and work a little harder, then you would see what God has in store and promised for you. In this kind of preaching, the so-called gospel is always focused not on Jesus, but is conditioned on something the preacher wants to get actually out of you. It is not about what Jesus has done for you as a poor, miserable sinner, but what you must do and accomplish by your own spiritual powers. Thirdly, these false teachers will not focus on Jesus, but their sermons will consistently be on money or morality or tolerance or social justice or environmentalism. Pick your project, but the message is the same. It is not Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, but rather some project or some contemporary social event. Indeed, these false prophets, my friends, will diminish sin. They will take the focus off of Jesus and put it on you, and then stick you on some sort of project or social event. This is anti-Christian, because it eliminates Christ. If we are not sinners, we do not need Jesus, for Jesus came only for sinners. If we are focusing on the Christian and not the Christ, it also eliminates Jesus. May God protect us from this wretched theology that strips us away from the central message of Jesus Christ dying for sinners such as us. So you may be saying to yourself, what makes good preaching then? What does good fruit from true pastors and prophets sound like? Well, it is not full of zeal, always, or eloquence or imagination, or it does not always attract large numbers of people for the sake of numbers. It is not always warm and fuzzy sermons with stories of sadness and joy. It is not a stand-up comedy from the pulpit. It is not inspirational, meaningless stories that are intended to exalt the pastor and lead the hearer to believe that they have hidden potential within to make their wildest dreams come true. It is not the recent new social cause or the most recent social injustice, but rather the good fruit is the unchanging Word of God. It is the Word of God that is like fire and a hammer that invades our world, breaking us poor, miserable sinners down into 1,000 pieces and rendering us helpless before Almighty God. It is also the mighty and forceful absolving news that all of our sins are forgiven for Christ's sake, every single one of them. The message of the true prophet is a message of a bold declaration that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from all eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is your Lord who has redeemed you, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won you from all of your sins, from death itself, from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy and precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death for you, in order that you may be wholly his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness and innocence and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Let then the one who has the Lord's words speak it faithfully, and let those who hear it hold him to it. May God preserve me as your pastor to be faithful to this word of God, to the Lord's word. And may God grant you zeal for the truth, discernment to identify falsehoods, and the integrity to hold me to the faithful confession of the word of God. Finally, let Paul's blessing also be upon us together tonight. And that is this, Paul saying this, and now I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all that are sanctified. We confess this tonight and we say, God, grant this, Lord God, unto us all. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.zionguinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.